Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. I'm your host, Rob, and this is my co-host, Kelvin. If you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you so much for tuning in. We are the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Kelvin on. What's going on? I don't know why I said Kelvin on. That was weird.
Kelvin on. Yeah, Kelvin on. Oh, yeah. What's going on, bud? How you doing?
Tired. You know how it is. Living the dream.
I'm exhausted, dude. I'm fucking tired, hungry. Like, there's just so many, like, things going on right now. I'm ready to lay in bed. You know what I mean?
Ready to pass out.
What? Can you imagine, Rob, the amount, the excitement and, like, energy we would have if we would record at, like, 12 o'clock p.m., you know?
What are you talking about? I'm so super excited right now to talk about games right now. Let's go. Pump up.
Yeah, that's how we are. I'm just saying. But, like, imagine, like, at 12. That'll be you'll see us unhinged.
Nah, I got all the juice. Actually, I had a half decaf coffee before I jumped in, so that's probably okay. Why I feel a little chipper, you know.
Okay, all right. You just give it the last like 20-30 minutes before you crash.
Yeah, right. Literally, I'll crash in like give me a good 20 minutes. Tell me about your weekend. Anything fun and exciting?
Nothing really crazy. Game-wise, though, I've been kind of moving forward with Final Fantasy VII, having a blast with that. And just trying to, I mean, again, dude, I can't stress how amazing remote play is. Like, remote play is literally the thing that I've been missing all
the time. It's a game changer.
Dad? Dude. It's just so easy. Like, I have my controller upstairs. It's charging. If I want to play, I just pop my phone onto this little clip, and that connects to my controller, and I'm playing as if I'm playing on my PS5. Like, it just works.
Now, do you think the experience is better on your phone than it is on the Ally?
See, it just depends, right? Because the software that we use on the Ally, I forget the name of it right now, but I think it's that causes the lesser experience, because remote play just works. It is flawless. Right. It looks amazing. But when I'm using the other app that I use on the Ally, it kind of acts up sometimes. So I don't know if it's the Ally. I'm not going to blame the Ally just yet. Sure. Everything else that I play, like if I play on Game Pass or if I do, you know, whatever, and if I just play a regular game on my Ally, works flawless, man. But this particular app, playing remote play for PS5, it's kind of wonky on the Ally, but on remote play on my phone, it is flawless, and I love it.
Yeah,
and I'm using my PS5 controller. Like, it's the shit, man. It's the shit. If you haven't tried remote play, guys, I really recommend you try it. Just give it a shot.
Game Pass, xCloud works very well as well. I've tried that. I don't know if you've tried a chance to do it yet. But it also works pretty flawlessly with a backbone or controller connected to it. So can't say anything good, or we can't say enough good things about the.
How are you feeling about your backbone since you have a little bit more time with it?
Again, my biggest complaint has been the clickiness of the controllers. Like, I was in bed last night with Jess, and she looks at me and she's like, okay. She's like, what are you doing in that game right now? I was like, I'm fighting a boss. She's like, how long is it going to take you to beat that boss? And I was like, probably five or 10 minutes.
I get the hint.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, beat the boss. And I was like, okay. She's like, get as much clicks out as possible. And I was like, all right. So,
but see, with the PS5, nothing. You don't hear anything.
It's very soft.
So yeah. I don't know, man. The one thing I will say, because you have your phone connected, you know, you have it on a clip, and then you have your PS5 attached to it, your PS5 controller attached to it, it does make it feel heavy. So if you're playing for an extended period of time, you're kind of like, you know, you're kind of moving your wrist a little bit. You're like, all right, start moving and changing positions, because now you're starting to feel the weight of the controller that's attached with the phone. You know what I mean? So
you're not supposed to, I guess, use it for a long periods of time. I would say it
says,
okay. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, what I do like about the backbone is there is that, you know, headphone jack integrated within it. So I can actually, I have a headphone jack when I use it. And then there is that pass through for the cable to charge it as well if I wanted to. So those are the kind of the two big benefits, I think, of the backbone. But again, other than the clicky buttons. Oh, and I don't like the touchpad. There's no touchpad on it. On the backbone, like you can't, like there's nothing physical to touch. So I literally have to touch my screen in the middle to get the touchpad to show up. So it's a little, it's not intuitive.
Yeah. I say the your phone is the way to go. Honestly, your phone is the way to go.
If you have a bigger phone, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a bigger phone. And then on top of that, like you just feel the screen, amazing, right? Like you're already running on like the highest possible resolution you could possibly play on a phone, and it's like you have that experience right there. You know, the PS5 controller works, the phone works, it just works. It fucking works.
Well, let's move on to the work of the episode. I would say that the meat of the episode is the Daily Duo news. The Daily Duo. I like that. Did you hear, by the way, before we start the Daily Duo, if you guys don't know what the Daily Duo is, it is our version of the gaming news. Like, that's how we present it, as like a little light newspaper
clip. Extra.
Exactly. So if you guys follow us on social media, you'll see little newspaper clippings. And it's the Daily Duo. That is the name of our little news segment. So, yeah. I was going to ask you something real quick here. I don't remember now. Oh, is it true that Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole are in a rap battle feud right now or something like that? Or is that April Fool's?
No, it's so. Okay. All right. A little history here. So Kendrick was featured in a song with Future and I forget the other guy's name. And he had like a verse, and he didn't name drop anybody, but he definitely mentioned, or, you know, kind of like, you know, quote unquote, mentioned Drake and J. Cole. And so everybody is just like really, and you know, like J. Cole and Drake are kind of like buddies now, right? So everybody just wants these three icons to like just rap it out, battle out, and just, you know, have that like feud of like back in the day, the 90s of like rap battles, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen. But I don't know if they're beefing, honestly. I think they're just throwing like cool shade at each other and just kind of like, you know, just kind of keeping the rap battle going thing. But
I don't know. For sure.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's some gossip. That's, you know, pop culture. We'll see. Out of the three, who's
your favorite? If you guys want more, then let me know. We'll make that a segment. You know what I mean? out of the three.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one, man. That's a freaking tough one. I personally like J. Cole just because his lyrics just, I kind of really vibe with his lyrics a little bit more. I like Drake too. Kendrick might be my third favorite. I mean, don't get me wrong, Kendrick is like up there, right? His last album was phenomenal, but it seems like he's changing his ways of rapping and his ways of like kind of like approaching rap, and I'm not sure if he's quite there yet as far as like what he wants to do. Whereas J. Cole, Drake, they know what they're doing. They know their audience. They're just doing what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, I think Good Kid, Mad City, which is Kendrick's, that's by far, I think, out of everyone in the list, I think that's the best album collectively.
Yeah,
100%. But maybe Drake has just more, you know, a range because he has a bunch of different things. J. Cole is just kind of like he's going to rap really well, right? So
yeah, J. Cole's coming out for a new album, so Fall Off, so it's coming out soon.
Well, enough about the rap news. Let's talk about the gaming news. First thing, we have Discord will start rolling out ads on its platform. The ads will be in the form of sponsored quests, is what they call it. The ads will appear on the bottom left-hand side of the Discord software. It'll allow you to earn rewards via the sponsored quest. The user must stream the in-game task and that is given in the ad, and you have to at least have one friend watching. Apparently there is a way to turn this off in your settings, and this is kind of a quote from VGC. Discord has famously promoted itself as committed to being ad free, so this step change could impact user trust and potentially have them looking for alternative platforms. That was actually a quote from one of the executives there at Discord. So interesting. What do you think about this Discord having ads within the platform?
It's a money thing, obviously, right? Obviously, want money. And so I don't know if their tiers are really doing anything. Like if you subscribe to Discord, I don't know that many people that actually have that benefit, right? I don't think it's really
Nitro.
Useful.
You're talking about Nitro?
Nitro. I don't know how beneficial it is, honestly. So I think they're trying to find ways to just kind of recoup some of that, whatever income that they want, whatever revenue they want, they're looking for. And yeah, this doesn't look that great. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's going to be right in your face all the time, which is nice. It's kind of like in the background. So I don't know how much this is going to impact us. If I start seeing ads constantly, especially if I'm like watching a stream or if I'm talking to you guys or whatever, right? That's going to cause issues. But if it's kind of like in the background lingering and it's not really bothering me, it's not really in your face, and you can, like it says here, you can turn it off in the settings, I'm okay with it as long as this isn't the start of them really being intrusive and really trying to like throw ads at you constantly, right?
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to take a strategic approach with it with those like sponsored quests, right? Where they're like kind of making it a fun thing to do within. So I'm curious to see what that looks like. And then you can earn rewards within Discord. I don't know what those rewards look like. Maybe they'll be like special skins for your account. But this is, I think, making it so Nitro becomes more appealing for users as well. Yep. There might be like an ad. I don't know how long that ad-free section in your settings will be available for. Typically what happens there is they'll use it for a while and see, you know, gauge how many people turn it off,
right?
And then if there's a huge amount of people that turn that off, then they're like, okay, well, we might have to rethink. But if they see the numbers that people are not really turning off the ads, they're gonna be like, okay, let's keep pushing out the ads, you know? So definitely, again, it's gonna allow them for revenue, and ads are just part of life right now. Like that's just, they've always been there since the beginning, since, you know, television, you've had commercials. If anything, we get, you know, we would have to listen to commercials like 5 minutes, right? 5 minute commercials through breaks. Remember watching like a Dragon Ball Z episode on Toonami?
You still kind of do if you don't have the Hulu, you know, the ad free tier of on Hulu. You could be watching upwards of like 3 minutes of commercial, you know what I mean? So it's still around, you know, it's just depends on how much you want to pay, right? If you want to pay a little bit more, then you're ad free, you're cool. But I hope this is the start of them fixing or changing Nitro a little bit more, because like I said in the beginning, it doesn't entice me, and I'm sure it doesn't entice a lot of people. And so if they kind of fix the Nitro tier there, I think that can really make things a little bit more beneficial for people that use Discord. A lot of people use Discord. Discord is like one of the number one, services that you would use to, you know, stay in contact with people. So I feel like this would be a great way to, yeah, we're adding ads, but by the way, we're, you know, changing up Nitro and we're adding this stuff and we're revamping it. So it doesn't seem like as big of a blow when you're adding ads, you know what I mean? But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the biggest thing too is if they add a feature where, you know, here's a free game every month, even that is huge, right?
This
is
a free game.
Yeah, a free game, something like that. Amazon Prime does that, or Prime has a gaming section where you can get free games, a free game a month. I mean, I think Xbox has it with Game Pass. I think you could get a free game a month or something like that within one of their tiers, I think for the console. I'm not 100% sure, but that would be really interesting. But again, I think that Nitro does need a little bit of a boost because the biggest feature is, again, the being able to stream and 1440, which is the biggest selling point, because right now I think it's capped at like 720, which is
that 720 at this point. Yep.
Yeah. So, guys, let's know what you think about Discord adding some ads. Let's move on. Hiroki Todoroki officially starts as interim CEO of PlayStation. He is taking place of Jim Ryan, who announced plans to retire in September of 2023. He's currently Sony's CFO and CEO, and they are currently looking for a more permanent successor. He said that he wants Sony to be more aggressive when it comes to improving the gaming division's profit margins. And he basically said, it'll probably be achieved by focusing on first-party games to PC. So let's kind of stop there. He wants to focus... He wants to start bringing games to more PC, be more multi-platform. It seems like this is a good move, right? Bringing PlayStation games to PC.
Yeah, 100%. They've been doing this for quite some time now, and it seems to be paying off, right? A lot of their games like God of War, Horizon, they've done extremely well on PC, and it just makes sense for them to do that. The plan that they're doing, right, is releasing it on PlayStation first as a first party, you know, exclusive title, and 6 months, a year down the line, whatever it is, that then they'll release it on PC, gain that extra revenue for the game, and it's kind of like double dipping a little bit. So I think it's a smart move on their end. Sure. And it seems to be working. So I can't imagine them not continuing that moving forward.
Right. He also made it clear that he feels like releasing games multi-platform continues to be the way forward. Quote from him, I personally think there are opportunities out there to improve a margin, so I would like to go aggressive on improving the performance. Interesting fact here, he said he visited the Bungie studios and had a meeting with management. He said, I saw that employees working at the studios were highly motivated, showing great creativity, and had an impressive knowledge of live services. However, he also felt that there was room for improvement from a business perspective with regard to areas such as use of business expenses and assuming accountability for development timelines. So it sounds like to me the hammer is coming down. What about you, Kelv?
Yeah, again, that's kind of what Sony needs right now. They need someone to overanalyze things and kind of see where are the needs of improvement, right? And where those things need to be addressed. So it seems like assuming accountability and, you know, for development timelines, it's a big thing, because if you remember back in the day, Sony was kind of notorious up there with Square Enix, that they would constantly delay their titles, constantly delay their games. And it just felt like there wasn't that accountability, right? And I think this is what he's
getting to,
right? So, and then plus, and I know this is an older book, but when we were reading or listening to Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, that was probably one of the major issues, right? Where we set a timeline, obviously they're not going to make it. Let's just push back the game. Let's just push it back until it's ready, until it's finalized. But that obviously causes a lot of money and a lot of expenses, maybe unnecessarily. We don't know, right?
Right.
But if there was somebody that was really managing that like timeline and understanding, okay, this is our date, this is what we need to do to get to that point, they could have saved a lot of money.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is, right? Like, you think of Bungie, it's a very prestigious studio, but again, it's the Bungie that we know from back in Halo 3, right? It's Destiny Bungie. It's a completely different studio at this point. So I think under PlayStation helm, it runs a little differently than from, you know, Sony being more on being Japanese versus, you know, Bungie was on Xbox American, right? Mm-hmm. So different shift in culture in that sense. So I think he came in and saw that, and he's just like, all right, well, we need to tighten this. This is what works on the PlayStation side of things, right? This is how we kind of like adopt those values into the developer at Bungie. And I think that's what he's trying to get at, essentially.
Yeah. And then again, just kind of shifting gears and kind of pushing away from the live service push that they were doing.
Right.
I think this is a great move. I kind of wanted to see what a Sony live service like push looked like, but at the same time, we were under the impression that it just wasn't going to do as well. We've talked about this in you know, just plenty of times regarding how it's just not feasible for companies to continue making these live service games and actually have one or two of them hit, right? Helldivers, an exception, I feel like, because I don't think Sony or Arrowhead Studios saw this coming. But, you know, it's one of those, like, you just got to take it and go with it, right? And I don't see that happening with their other titles that they had, like Marathon, whatever other titles that they kind of addressed.
Foam Stars came out.
that came out, that came and went. No one talked about it. And here we are. So I think this is a great move on their end, kind of pushing, like kind of taking a step back and saying, we're good. We're known for our first party, like AAA story driven titles. Let's hone down on that and maybe tweak it a little bit. Right. Because this year, last year, the year before, I feel like they were really samey as far as like third person over, like it kind of feels a little bit of the same. So if they're able to fine tune it and maybe, I don't know, address some of those issues, Sony can still be on top.
Yeah. So interesting to see who takes the helm next. Again, he is just the interim, SEO, CEO.
He has a lot of titles, man. Kudos to him. CFO, right. COO, CEO.
So, like I said, we'll see who takes the helm next. Let's get a little break here, a little pause. By the way, if you guys are enjoying this episode, please rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave a review, and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. It really helps when you leave us a review, helps us in the algorithm, helps us get noticed a little more, and we would appreciate that. You can also join our Discord server, be part of the Gaming Duo community, where friendships are truly built through gaming. We had a couple of April Fool stuff that ended up being in there. Did you see John's internet speed? I feel like it's fake. I feel like that's fake. It was like 2200 download. And I'm like, I don't think that's
he's
real.
He's saying it's true, man.
He said it was true?
He said it's true.
Wow. So, I thought it was an April Fool's joke. I thought it was an April. That's insane.
Good for him. Good for him.
That's insane. He has a 3 gig fiber service. Okay. Okay, that's insane.
You might need to come over to my house and tweak some stuff because
right.
But I could barely get the dock open today. So,
let's get back to news, guys. Last thing on the news: Capcom has revealed more information about the Capcom Town survey. So, they opened this survey up to see what games would you like to see released as remakes, previous sales from Capcom. The two most requested, drum roll please. Dino Crisis and Mega Man were the two most requested. They showed a word cloud, and Mega Man Dino Crisis were one of the biggest texts shown. Survey's going to end at April 12th, so you can still go ahead and vote. But Kelv, does this excite you?
I don't know. I don't want to be just disappointed at the end, right? Because I feel like they have to be doing this for a reason, right? They have Dino Crisis there. They have Mega Man. So clearly they're trying to look for answers, trying to look for data to see what is their next title that they want to start making and or a remake or something, whatever. Dino Crisis, if they remade that and then they started kind of making that as another franchise again, I'm all for it, man. I know people are just like, oh, it's just, you know, dinosaurs, like Resident Evil with dinosaurs. But like, it was such a fun game. It just hit differently. So I'm excited for this, and I can't wait to see what this really entails. And then Mega Man, come on, man. If they bring back Mega Man in like a strong, like really hardcore way, like how they done with Resident
Legends
Evil
remake.
Come on, man. Like, I am so for that. Like, they need to do that. But again, this seems promising. It's clear that they're trying to get some information. What they do with that information, that's what we have to find out.
Yeah, I think if there's anyone who's going to come out with a remake and do it well and do it the service it deserves, it's Capcom. They are just goated when it comes to these things. They are just hitting out of the park, you know, with the RE stuff especially. So if they can give the same treatment to Dino Crisis, that would be amazing, right? Because apparently it's something people have been asking. It's a cult favorite. Like, people just love that game and remember it. And again, they just released Dragon's Dogma 2. They have, you know, Devil May Cry 5. They have all the Resident Evil remakes, which are all great. Street Fighter, like I said, we were talking about this earlier last week. But yeah, it's just, I hope Dino Crisis and Mega Man remakes are good remakes.
We'll see.
Guys, that is it for the news for today. Kind of a little bit of a slow news day, but we got some stuff. Again, please leave us a review. We appreciate that. You can go to gamingduopod.com. We've got some merch out for there. Still doing some housekeeping stuff, but again, you'll see some updates on our social. We're doing a new fun thing where we're actually giving you the news in like a nice, easy form. It's basically, you know, just go follow us and you'll see. Kelvin, anything else before we head out for today?
No, I think we've kind of covered everything. We have some other stuff down the pipe, so stay tuned for that. Again, like Rob said, definitely check us out on socials. If you want to follow us, you can do so. Leave a review. That would be fantastic. Like, that's really one of the biggest things that you guys can do for us. That would be super hype. And yeah, that's all I got.
Also, let us know if you are Drake, J. Cole, or Kendrick Lamar fan. Join our Discord server and let us know. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.